This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions and pastor here at First Baptist Church of Algiers. Now we're located in Walker, Louisiana, and we're happy to have you folks with us. We've gone on a bunch of new radio stations with the Trailblazer broadcast, and I'm hoping some of you are listening. Would you just drop me a note or a card and let me know that you're listening, what station you're hearing us over? And if you'd like, you could write us or call us at area code 225-664-8658 or email us pastor@radiomissions.org. But we're bringing you this study on this 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're coming on down now slowly. We're looking at Moses when he faced that trials of his life, those things that he faced. The Lord had pricked his heart, and he knew he could no longer remain there in Pharaoh's house, and he had to go in there and tell his adopted mother that he had to go. I know that was hard. Don't you know that was hard? It's hard for an individual here, especially a young person. The Lord awakened them, shows them that they're not saved, and their mother and dad won't have it. They won't believe it. Oh, no, you're just confused. Or a wife and a husband, same way. But listen, my friend, salvation is worth everything that it costs you. It costs you something, but it's worth everything about it, my friend. It's no easy matter to get saved. I tell you that. But yet it's the easiest thing in the world to trust the Lord. The Lord never set out to make it hard for you and me to get saved. No, but there are problems. There are trials. And that's what we're looking at, how that faith overcomes a world. That's right. That's right. Let's look back there at Moses. The faith of God's elect is a faith that overcomes the world. I don't care what it is. The refusal of Moses to become Pharaoh's daughter there at 40 years of age consisted in a firm resolution. He made up his mind. Have you ever done that, my friend? Have you ever just set your face like flint and said, I'm coming to Christ, hell or high water? No, but he set his mind and soul not to remain there in Pharaoh's court. He could say, I don't want to become her son. I've got to give it up. Yes, I know, I've got to give it up, but still remain there. No, he didn't do that. He did quibble. No, he consisted in a firm resolution. He didn't let up of his mind and soul not to remain there in Pharaoh's court. He said, I'm not staying there any longer. Have you ever made up your mind, folks? If you saved, it's one time you made up your mind to come on to Christ. I believe that with all my heart. I can look back. I made many resolutions, but there came a time when I must get to Christ. I must come on. I must. And my friend, that's when the Lord saves you. You can rest assured in this one fact. He did not come to that conclusion and take the stand without a hard fight. Don't you know he was popular in that court? Oh, I'm sure they loved him. I'm sure he was a bright young man, 40 years old. His stand was expressed in deeds and action and not in a formal resolution. No. Now, it was a battle. Don't you think it wasn't? Moses didn't walk out of that court with ease, and when he did walk out, he went down to the land of Goshen where his folks were, and they kicked him out. Remember that story, how he saw the Egyptian doing the one of the Hebrew children, and he avenged him and killed him, and he said, look, yeah, they kicked him completely out, and he had to flee and get out of that area. His own people wouldn't even have him. That's why he wound up in the land of out there where Midian, where he come into contact with his future father-in-law. Just like when old Saul got saved. You remember Saul? Old Saul of Tarsus got saved. Nobody would have him. They even banded together to kill him. They kicked him out completely. His religious friends where he had been there, nobody would have him. And sometimes when a fellow here gets saved, I've seen folks here get saved and nobody would. I don't know why, but it just seemed like nobody wanted him. I remember Pastor Shelton telling us when he got saved, none of his folks, his family, none of his, the people that he was born and raised with, they wouldn't have it. They wouldn't have it. One of the things, they didn't want to be associated with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when Moses got saved, nobody would have anything to do with him. He separated himself from Egypt, went down there to Goshen, but nobody would have anything to do with him down there. So Moses' action on the surface seemed to be the height of ingratitude against his father and mother, but he faced this one fact. Loyalty to his father and mother or loyalty to Christ. That was what he faced. Now, many a person has to make that choice. Oh, listen, I've got to be loyal to mother. I wouldn't treat my mother that way. Now, listen, treat your mother like that? No. Well, that's loyalty to your mother. Are either loyalty to her or come on to Christ. It's a choice, my friend. I mentioned that in our last study. It's a choice. You make a choice on every hand, everywhere you turn. Oh, a dear friend may say, may entertain me in his home and give me all the hospitality of his home, but he would not justify me to drink a beer with him. No, no. To go out and frolic with him on the Lord's Day, like we talked about that in our last study. No. I've already had to live with one thought in view of loyalty to Christ above everything else. Now, brother, I've had to face all those things. I've had to live there with that thought in view, loyalty to the world, loyalty to the honors that people want to heap up on you, but that's it's no use. They're to be renounced when they are sinful in themselves, because first of all, an individual who comes to know the Lord, he sees himself not deserving any honor, not deserving any accolades. Oh, Daniel was a court man. Joseph was a court man, but Moses had to renounce that court or go to hell because he had to make a choice. Moses' refusal to be called Pharaoh's daughter, son, it looked like flying in the face of providence, don't it? Never was such a thing happened before. He could have reasoned, what an advantage I have now to be the heir to the throne of Egypt with Egypt's wealth behind me. Oh, no. With Egypt's wealth behind me, now I can liberate my people. I can send them back home. Full with everything they need. Now, what can I do for them? Now, what can I do with them? That's the way many of our folks reason, like that. What can I do? It's not that question, my friend. But what did Moses say? What did God say? I've had to take a stand because I know the Lord has wanted me to do things. God says, now, here's what you do. You go and here, take a stand. I want you to stand right here. Right here. And that's what he does to every Christian individual, ever saved soul. Don't move. Here it is. Don't move. But listen. Now, I know those things happen day by day, but the Lord teaches us day by day. He teaches us. He keeps us in the dark room there until he teaches us. Now, Moses would have never been the leader until he first identified himself with the covenant God and the covenant promises and with the people of God. To do that, he had to forsake the courts of evil. He had to become one of them, one of those forsaken people. So he was guided neither by reason nor by sentiment, but he was guided by faith. That's what we're looking at, isn't it? Faith. That's the way it is, my friend. If you're guided by faith, you forget everything else and everybody else. You're not guided by reasoning. Oh, I've had individuals come and sit down and say, well, let's reason this thing out. No. Let's look at it from this angle. No, let's look at it from faith. What does God want us to do? Well, let's look at it from this angle. No, let's look at it from this angle. By faith. By faith. So Moses was guided by faith, we see. Every one of you that ever gets saved or have been saved, guided by or not guided by emotions. You're guided by reasoning. You're not guided by reasoning. You're not guided by sentiment. You're guided by faith. Sometimes the way looks dark, doesn't it? Sometimes there's no way out. But you're guided by faith in a covenant God, in the promises of God of that covenant. Did you know that? Then it doesn't matter what takes place. Anything in the world, no, you don't care who knows it, whether they like you or whether they don't like you. You're not depending upon folks' favor or disfavor. You're guided by faith. By faith, Moses. Oh, my friend, by faith. By faith. You're going to move, and there comes a deliberate choice in your life to relinquish and to embrace. You can't have the one without the other. If you ever relinquish, then you can embrace, but you can't embrace until you relinquish everything in the world. I know, and folks don't understand the old trailblazer many times, but I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go wherever the Lord wants me to go. You can't take Christ Listen, you can't embrace Christ. You can't embrace his covenant. You can't embrace his promises. You can't embrace the body of divine truth until you relinquish everything else. Oh, listen, I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm saying. And the Lord of heaven has given us this morning to relinquish everything.